This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Well, this Save Our Wire Wire Wagewise financial education feature is brought to you by the Asisa Foundation and made possible by the Sanlam Foundation. And today we're having a conversation about adjusting your finances. Yeah? Because, you know, the country is going to hear from the president today how we are going to readjust our response to our economic slump, right? So what's your recovery plan as a household? What's your recovery plan? Oh, such a tongue twister. What's your recovery plan during these trying times? You can call us on 0861-987-000. Your tweets at Alderan Simpia, hashtag Power Talk, and also tweet at PowerFM987. Please do share some tips. Slung. Please do share some tips on 0861-987-000. And don't forget that we're giving away 1,500 Rand at the end of the show. All you have to do is listen in to the conversation that I'll be having with Sinate Mohale, who's a certified financial planner. And we'll ask you a question based on the conversation that we had. And then all you have to do is send your answer to competition@power987.co.za. That is competition@power987.co.za. But just before the end of this conversation with Sinata, just before the top of the hour, we will announce last week's winner. Sinata, good morning and welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning, Aldrin, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for having me once again.
Let's start with your own recovery plan. What is it that you did as a certified financial planner? You know, sometimes they're like, doctors can't, they can't medicate themselves. Exactly. So I want to test that with financial planners, what is it that they do and whether or not they reap the proceeds of being a financial planner?
Well, Aldrin, starting off on a personal question there. So for me personally, one thing was emergency fund. So I already had one, but buffing that up. Fortunately, in terms of income, there was a bit of adjustments that needed to be made, but it was not a huge reduction of income. But the one thing is that I took advantage of investing during this time as well. So while unit prices are low, share prices are still low, I got into that market, being a buyer, because I know sometimes when it comes to investors with the emotional aspect, when you see things going down, you want to come out. And actually, that's the best time to buy in if you're doing it for the long term. So that's one thing that I did, is investing in terms of a long-term investment, because I believe that once we start hitting that recovery and the uphill, I will definitely gain from that.
Yeah. So did you buy into any property?
Property, yes, I actually did, because it is actually a buyer's market at the moment, looking at it. So yes, property, I did buy into it, especially when it comes to the rates that the banks were offering. So I was able to purchase a property that was valued at much higher if it wasn't during this time, and as well as guaranteeing or acquiring rather a rate that you couldn't get prior to the COVID times. So taking advantage of that and obviously making it a long-term kind of decision, and where you can pay off that debt. So where there was a reduction, especially in the car repayment, so continuing to pay what I did before, even that reduction.
Okay. So what you have done, which is very important, is, guys, make sure that you have savings, right? You want to have some have some money available, because what you can do in moments like these is, while you readjust your finances, it also means that there is some money that is then made available that you can reinvest.
Definitely. And for those that unfortunately maybe didn't have or hadn't started building, it's never too late, because yes, we're going through a global crisis, but crises happen even on a personal level. So if anything else, this time should teach you that you must as well, for yourself and your household and your family, build an emergency fund. Have a goal and say, you know what, for the first year, if I can at least build up to at least 1 month or 2 months of my salary. But ultimately, I want to get to maybe 6 months worth of my salary.
Okay, so let's go then into this financial crisis that we currently find ourselves in, and some people, of course, returning back to work now that we have the lockdown restrictions also being lifted, and going back to work, you don't necessarily have to always drive your own car.
It's not necessarily. So if you do have people that are living in the same area, as you, and you're working in the same area as well, or for the same company, even preferably, then you can always share in terms of the transportation. And if it's maybe on alternative days, so if all of us have cars, we could then say maybe in this week it's this person and so forth. But if maybe you can see that that person is actually heading to the taxis, maybe it's an opportunity for me to engage with them and see if maybe, you know, for myself as well, as opposed to them paying for public transportation, we could couple together.
Because the other thing about the taxis as well is that the queues are not as long as they normally are. Because that's one of the things that like kept me away from the taxi. Like just thinking about Tukubase queuing for up to 2 hours. No.
I refuse.
Exactly. But that option is available, and it is a bit convenient than what it was before when there was no COVID-19.
Yes. No, definitely it is still available. And sometimes people do prefer the public transport.
Yeah.
Some people do prefer having their own space, you know, kind of thing. They don't want to be. But where you can, I think it's just a matter of where you can. It's looking again, once again, into your own budget as well and seeing and readjusting and seeing where can I cut in terms of expenses, or where can I maybe possibly make additional income for myself as well.
And also thinking about the size of your engine. And if you do, probably if you're one of those families where there are more than one car, and you are able to use the car with a smaller engine, which means that you wouldn't be spending that much on fuel.
Correct. 100%. Yes.
Okay.
I definitely agree with that.
So let's hear from you as well. The plans that you have put in place on 0861-987-000. You can also tweet at Aldrin St. Pierre, hashtag Power Talk, and also tweet at PowerFM987. So some of the readjustments that you've had to make during this period, please do share some tips with us. You can also tweet at Aldrin St. Pierre, hashtag Power Talk, and also tweet at PowerFM987. Just before we move on from this one, Senata, and this is the carpooling one. Having to tell the insurance company, at which point do you have to tell insurance that, hey, now I'm doing this?
It's at a point where, when it comes to short-term insurance, it is if, for instance, you are not going to the same building, so same offices. So therefore, there's a deviation. So your insurance knows that in the morning, I leave Midrand to go to Centurion Office Park, whatever the case may be. So now, because I'm having other people, I bypass and I go via whatever other areas. So that in that case, then it would then be related to then short-term might see it as it being insured under business and no longer personal use, or even under shuttling at times. But if you go into the same office park, same company, you work for the same company, then there would be no need to inform them. You'd still have the same cover. You'd still be covered accordingly.
Yeah. And you also say that what you can do is check with your employer if there's any additional cover that you may be unaware of.
Definitely. Definitely, you need to find out what group benefits you've got with your insurer. What does it cover? And as well as if in the event that you do get retrenched, what benefits would you possibly get? Were you contributing to unemployment funds so that you can go and claim under the UIF? So you need to be aware in terms of what is going, what has been deducted on your payslip, and therefore what benefits am I getting for those deductions as well? Mm. Because most of the time you do find a lot of people just not looking at what's going on in their place. They're only worried about the net income that ends up in my bank account.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then when you look at that payslip, for instance, and you see that when it comes to medical aid, for instance, that you have this cover, and do you then sit down, ask yourself, do I really need this much? Because I know it's a very difficult one, because it has to do with health, eh? And things could happen at any moment.
Yes, and that's the thing. I think the most important thing, Aldrin, is that when it comes to that, is that we all obviously we have gone through different things in terms of our finances and our income. Mm-hmm. But where you find that you cannot meet your immediate expenses and all of those things, certain things like that would mean to look into. But it must, like you're saying, it covers important stuff. So you don't want, it shouldn't be the first thing. You would rather look into maybe downgrading your multi-choice kind of subscription, kind of thing, as opposed to saying, I will rather take only in-hospital cover for my medical aid. And then you've got kids and something happens to the kid which requires them to see a doctor, and all of those kind of things. So you need to weigh it out. And I think that is where also maybe engaging, consulting with a financial advisor and saying, you know, this is my current situation and this is my budget. What do you think is the best for me to do and so forth?
Mm-hmm. And when you look at insurance and also looking at property insurance, for instance, so now I'm working from home. So it means that I don't really need that comprehensive cover that I used to have for assets in the household. Is that advisable?
I would say in terms of assets in the household, you would possibly still need it, because irrespective of whether you're working from home, you know, theft is still, would be, people still come in while you're still in their house. But maybe when it comes to your car insurance, if you speak to your insurer and say, let's look at my insurance, I still want to have comprehensive cover, but in a month, I'm no longer traveling 20 times to the office. Mm. I'm now only traveling 4 times to the office. So as a result, can they then readjust your premium that you are paying? So insurance companies would be different in terms of all their philosophies and their policies and how they work. But there's nothing wrong in you communicating and asking them to review, because now certain things have changed in terms of the risk that was seen. So when it comes to household insurance, I would say keep it the way it is. But maybe when it comes to your car insurance, it may be something that you can engage with the insurer and see what where they can maybe make adjustments in terms of your premium if you are no longer traveling as much.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also, of course, the payment holidays.
Yes, during COVID, I think it was March, April, most companies, insurance companies, bankings, where you had credit, you could take some payment break. And if you are back at work and you're now back in terms of earning an income, it's important to continue paying that. And where you can, pay a bit extra, because like we mentioned today, that the interest rate has substantially decreased. So therefore, your initial installment would have gone down. So where you can, try paying what you did even before interest rates went down, so that you can at least pay it off quicker, because that break just meant that your term is now long, it's extended.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of the debt is now completely
reduced.
Gone. Yes.
You still have to pay.
You still have to pay. And where you can't, I think where we still maybe are still going through difficulties, communicate, contact that provider, contact that bank, and let them know, so that then maybe they can come up with adjustments, as opposed to now just leaving it and then they now proceed and take you to legal and it's now under collection and now you have to pay extra, you know, kind of thing. It costs you even more.
So it's
now
better if you make the first move.
Definitely.
Okay, so 0861-987-000. You can also tweet at Aldrin St. Pierre, hashtag Power Talk, and also tweet at PowerFM 987.
Power Talk with Aldrin St. Pierre, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Power 98.7.
Okay, so Nadia, here's something that keeps on coming up, and it is in relation to savings. George asking on Twitter, and, well, not really asking, but making a comment, and says that it's hard to do financial recovery in a time like this as a farm worker, and this minimum wage of 3,500, what do you save as our needs are expensive?
I think when it comes to that, it is... we need to acknowledge that everybody in terms of income obviously has been affected in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And where, like I said, where you can't meet your immediate expenses is to possibly maybe you already have a skill, or maybe you can learn a skill that you could, that can help you earn additional income. You know, you find sometimes that you do not test yourself so much, you know, kind of thing. You become so comfortable in a certain position. So I think at times it's trying something, even if it's an extra 500 rand that you're getting, it's now taking your income from 3,500 to 4,000 rand, you know, kind of thing. So I think sometimes it's, sometimes we think that maybe it might be too small, or the fear of trying something as well. But trying to see alternative sources of maybe where I can get an income. But yes, it is challenging, especially when it comes to if I cannot even meet my own immediate needs, then to also save. But where, like I said, where if you are honest with yourself and you write things down, because I think sometimes as well, we're not able to acknowledge, especially in terms of where I can cut down, because we don't write things down. We just do things, you know, you just spend, you know, that I spend this and that. But if you write it down, you'll then be able to see that, no man, maybe here, as opposed to spending 200 rand, we can actually spend 100 rand, or whatever the case may be. So it's not always the case that you might find that you'll save thousands and thousands, but even that 100 rand, 200 rand saving per month that you were able to, because of maneuvering things around with your expenses and shifting your needs and all of those things, it does count towards something.
And also, when you look, for instance, at what we call the entertainment budget,
which was not there, level 5, lockdown level 5 took away that entertainment budget, and you survived.
So with the entertainment budget, what is it that you should be looking at? And I know that people are saying that, hey, listen, I've had such a difficult time during COVID-19 and mental stress and so forth, you know, and I've taken strain during this period, and therefore I should spoil myself and splurge, even though you know that your finances in terms of income has taken a knock.
I think it's important, firstly, if when it comes to that entertainment budget, it must firstly come from your own income. So you mustn't be taking out credit for it or using credit card to spoil yourself, because at the end of the day, you need to pay that back with interest.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing wrong if you can, within your budget, say, you know what? I think also another thing is that it's also that instant gratification. So rather prolonging it. I know now with regards to, especially with the travel tour, with the travel industry taking a knock, there's so many specials that you find for booking now for 2021.
That five-star lodge that you've always wanted to go to.
And it's now giving you a discount and, you know, all of those kind of things. So look out for things like that, but also maybe not going, because we're so used to the family going out maybe in December, we now maybe going to do it in February, or, you know, kind of thing, where we've saved up a bit more for ourselves, so that we don't get into that temptation of now having to pull out that credit card when we are now at that resort. So it's also just prolonging a bit of things and finding local things to do as well. So it does not necessarily have to be a fancy getaway. You could find things that could entertain the kids and yourself, even around your area.
You know, you must go and play scope di bolo.
Yeah, no, definitely you can find. And you know, I think during lockdown level 5, not being able to visit parks and all of those things, now you appreciate it more, you know, just taking a walk by the park and having the kids kick the ball, you know, we appreciate it more. So those little things can still be entertainment.
And then there are those difficult conversations, of course, and around, for instance, the assets, and at which point Do you now read the signals, the distress signals that say that you can no longer afford to hold on to these signals, I mean, to these assets?
Well, that's a difficult one because that also comes with a bit of the status and a bit of that emotional, I would say, you know, sometimes you might feel like you're a failure and all of those kind of things. Then the most important thing is to just understand that it is a phase and you just need to learn lessons from during that time so that when you're now back and you have that income and you can afford that asset or go back to that asset, you are not now living beyond your means as well. So you have learned all of those lessons for yourself as well there. So sometimes it is definitely difficult to now say, you know what, I need to downgrade in terms of, especially those that are renting, paying rent, looking into a cheaper and affordable place as well for yourself.
Okay. And then that means having that conversation with the fam as well.
No, definitely the family needs to be involved. And I would say that try, especially when it comes to children, it would be the best thing would be for you as the adults to see where you can cut things down so that it doesn't necessarily have to now trickle down and affect the kids where you now have to change their school and all of those kind of things. Mm. But if it does get to that point, having those conversations would be very, very important with regards to that and how you have them, because it's also age appropriate.
Yeah. Okay. So it is time to give away some money. Okay, wait, before we give away money, there's one last thing that I wanted to ask you. Where's my list? Okay. So if you've been offered a severance package, what do you have to do?
I would say if you've been offered a severance package, definitely you need to consult with a financial advisor, financial planner, so that they can give you advice in terms of where, number one, to invest this money and to place it. Because now with regards to investing, there's different products where you would have access to it almost immediately. There's others where it's locking it away. So because it's severance benefit and you might not necessarily have a new job at that stage, you would maybe need to have something larger available. But if you could maybe are fortunate to be going to another job and have another position, then it's important to obviously invest it in a much more long term. But the best thing is to consult with your financial planner and be wary of this get rich quick schemes kind of things, especially.
Okay. It is the moment of truth, ladies and gentlemen. Sinata, we are about to give away money.
We're about to give away last week's winner money.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. We're about to give away 1,500 Rand. Are you among those who answered the question last week? And send an email to competition@power987.co.za. But before we go to our winner, just a quick one. The question this week. What was our topic of discussion this week? What was the topic this week? Again, what was the topic this week? So what you can do, send your answer to competition@power987.co.za. So competition@power987.co.za. Drum roll, please. Kiribani Masuku.
I can't believe it. Thank you.
Did you rehearse that?
Oh, you're so awesome.
Kiribani, you're so dramatic. You're so dramatic. I'm sure you rehearsed it. Kuti, if I get that money, this is what I'm going to do.
Wow!
Congratulations.
Thank you so, so much. You just made the 2020 awesome.
Really? I'll enjoy your money. Thank you so much. Congratulations, Kiribani. That is Kiribani Masuku, the winner from last week's topic and the question that we asked last week. So if you also want to be like Kiribani, all you have to do is answer the question, what was this week's topic? And you can send that answer to competition@power987.co.za. That is competition@power987.co.za. Sinata, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Aldrin.
Bring us monies, eh? We love the monies.
Who can make just people's awesome things.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. This Save Our Wire WageWise financial education feature was brought to you by the Asisa Foundation and made possible by the Sanlam Foundation.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.